When It's Time to Kill Ideas. The ideas can pile up in such a robust flow, and this raises a question of quantity. How do you handle what will, or should, become an oversized load of ideas? We say should because of a general rule we apply. The more ideas, the better, in the early stages of a project or innovation. Remember Catmull's point about how a movie contains literally tens of thousands of ideas. You could probably say something similar about the design of a shopping cart, which the people at IDEO know something about. Company founder David Kelly makes a reasonable case for quantity. If you're forced to come up with 10 things, it's the cliched things that you have off the top of your head, he says. But if you have to come up with 100, it forces you to go beyond the cliches. That's true enough, in our experience. But then how do you start winnowing down and selecting the best ideas? Part of the answer gets back to a kind of prototyping. If it's important to put a single idea down on paper, or in some other form, as we've seen, it's just as important to get a handle on all the ideas collected in the flow. For example, if you're preparing a sales presentation, you'll want to somehow make visible the ideas you have for making that pitch. For such a task, often a sheet of paper and a pencil will do. There are other ways of capturing the entire idea flow, which is the first step toward picking and choosing well. Walt Disney and his team liked to use storyboards, which started out as sheets of paper with rough sketches of movie scenes, pinned up on bulletin boards. He used a storyboard when rounding up ideas about what people might want to see in a theme park, what kinds of rides, whether there should be trains, and so forth. Speaking of the method and his boss, project member and Disney art director, Richard Irvine, once recalled, "We would just put up our ideas, write our ideas on squares of paper, put them on a board, and he'd come down in the afternoon and sit there and look at them and juggle them around. And eventually, it evolved into Disneyland." But how does the final rendering of ideas, what we would call the final prototype, evolve? Individuals and teams have their own approaches, geared to different kinds of work and projects as well as learning behaviors. We like the way L.L. Bean goes about whittling down ideas from customers. In the last chapter, we mentioned that the company sends teams out to customers' homes and hunting lodges and other settings to talk with people about Bean products they use. Let's pick up the story from there, with research conducted by Harvard University's David Garvin, who produced an illuminating video presentation of Bean's idea process. The case in point is a project to develop a new hunting boot. The product development team spends much time interviewing game hunters and writing everything down, comments like, "I wrecked a pair of the L.L. Bean Maine hunting boots the first couple of years I was bird hunting because the briars and the general friction created in the cover used to pick at the stitching from the leather top to the rubber bottom." After each interview, team members interpreted what the customer said. They do so primarily by organizing the comments into what the company calls voices and images, which Garvin translates as evocative quotes and vivid descriptions. Presumably, a quote might be, "I wrecked a pair of boots," and a description might be of the hunter running his finger along the stitching that came undone. There will be hundreds of voices and images, quotes and descriptions. The team has to not only digest them, but also translate them into a set of requirements for the refashioned boot. At this point, the product development team goes into seclusion for 3 days. They employ a version of the Disney storyboards, splattering a wall with sticky notes, hundreds of them, each one articulating a product requirement. We'll take a wild guess and say one of the requirements was to do something about the leather stitching. Then they begin trimming down the list of requirements. One way is simply by voting. Why not? It's a team, and the members need to begin working collaboratively with a leaner list of ideas. There are several rounds of voting. From there, they organize the requirements into clusters, each with a single statement. At the end of the 3-day ritual, They have a poster displaying a final list of requirements, roughly a dozen altogether. It's a shared interpretation of the customer's world that will guide the team's design of the new hunting boot, Garvin observes. A brainstorming session a few weeks later helps to further develop and refine the required features of the boot. At that stage, L.L. Bean is 3 months away from a full-scale mock-up of its new product. Undoubtedly, this is an excellent way to produce a hunting boot. But does the process have any bearing on how to develop ideas for other products, services, and systems, or routine tasks like putting together a presentation? We think it does. The general takeaway is that, 1, there's value in tabulating all the ideas in a form that's viewable. And 2, there are ways of getting the ideas down to a manageable few. These tasks are another aspect of agility in the handling of ideas.